This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today we're with David O'Hara and we're going to be talking about the magic question every business owner is asking themselves. Is making money most important? Awesome topic. David, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So a little bit about me. I grew up most of my life through the Midwest. Had a brief stint on the East Coast before I headed back to Texas. But I've been here most of my life, so I kind of feel adopted. I've been in the technology space professionally for about the past 20 years. Proud father of three great kids and president of Improving.
Awesome. So tell us about your business.
So Improving, we're a management and technology consulting company. We work on everything from large enterprise to small startups, building mobile apps, web apps, installed software for other companies. Honestly, you probably use software that we built for them. You just wouldn't have known it was something we did.
Right. So tell us some of the companies that you help represent, if you can.
Sure. So we've got some great companies that we work with here in Dallas. Everybody like American Airlines, GameStop, more on the space like retail, Michaels, CBRE is another one that we've worked with. There's some really great companies. And then there's obviously smaller companies that you maybe wouldn't have heard of yet, but hopefully you will, like Alexa RX. To name a couple.
Cool. So tell us, what is more important to you than making money?
What is more important to me than making money? A lot of things are more important. Relationships, time, people. It's really the things that money can't buy. But that's kind of at an individual level. You know, what's important to us outside of other people. Honestly, I think what's important to groups of people is purpose, a goal, an ambition, something that's bigger than what we can achieve all by ourselves. It's something that we can all point to and really drive towards, as we make our way through life and spend all this time doing things. It's important to have that common mission.
Right. The first time I talked to you, that's what I kept getting from you is, there's a reason why you're doing what you're doing. It's not just to make money, although that's important. It's finding a purpose, finding a drive. How important is that for entrepreneurs starting a business?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. There really is that overriding need, especially in the beginning, just to make it. Right? You're thinking about, oh my gosh, are we going to make payroll on Friday? Or, what is the next deal we're going to land? How are we going to make a go of this? It's what we call, that scramble phase. We're just trying to make it. But once you get past that, you move to a growth and a scale mode that you've got to have something more. I mean, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about purpose.
Right. So how has having a purpose in your business helped your business?
Well, I think it kind of changed our mindset. When the company started, there was this feeling, this idea, I think, that was in the back of our head was, what if we were a company that invested in our people, in our culture, in a way that no other company would?
Yeah.
And that kind of elevated our perspective and gave us an idea that we could be something different. We could be something more. And I think that that's carried through over the last decade as we've grown. And it's something that we've continued to point to and said, how are we doing this in a way that honors our culture, that honors that mentality? And when you're aimed at a higher purpose, people know it. I mean, it's something almost visceral, something you can feel when you're around someone that has a purpose.
Yeah.
You can see that intensity, that drive. You really can feel it.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you're right. I like being around other business owners that you know, I could tell are determined, other than just trying to take my money. There's something, you know, there's some sort of drive, good drive, some sort of positive vibe I'm getting from them. I like that. So what advice could you give other business owners on how they could find their purpose?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, culture starts from the top. Every company has culture. It's either by default or design. And I think there's a lot of companies that it is by default. It just kind of happens. If you can find some way that you select for people who aren't just like you, I mean, that's our natural tendency, right? Is we tend to surround ourselves with folks that are like us. And that means you have people who understand who you are. And so one of the things that we found, we did this exercise that was called Mission to Mars. And I could tell you a little bit more about that, but effectively it was about figuring out what our values were first, so then we could relate to how that became company values and how the company aligned with those things.
Yeah, awesome. So this is the part in the podcast where I'm opening it up to you to say whatever's on your mind. So go ahead.
So whatever's on my mind, well, I'll be honest, it's something that has almost become cliche for us around here, but I think it's because it's true. You know, trust changes everything, and it really is something that when we focus on it, it goes back to that visceral feeling, like people know that they can trust you. They get around you, and it's an emotional, I guess, offshedding that you can feel when you're around folks that are trustworthy. Your outlook, your perspective, honestly, people's perception of you changes when you focus on building trust. Now, not that we're all perfect, you know, nobody's going to claim to be, but it's the one thing I think that we can do each and every day that we can focus on that will have the biggest impact. It impacts how we feel about ourselves. It impacts how others feel about us. It really is kind of the root to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. David, thank you so much for your time.
I appreciate being on the podcast.
Talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, bye.